This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This world, especially when you're talking about a cure to what could be life and death, depending on if you get the virus or not, the coronavirus, especially the deadly variant called Delta. So Pfizer-BioNTech, the coronavirus vaccine, got a fat, full FDA approval. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, welcome to the show as we continue to motor through the beginning of this week. We're going to talk about those Tennessee floods. Wow, just a wall of water. Shocking to see, I think, in a way, what happened in Tennessee. Yes, we know there can be floods, but the amount of life that was lost and how harrowing those stories of survival were for some, just unbelievable. Really shakes your core when you see what it looked like in this town called Waverly outside of Nashville, Tennessee. But first, really the buzz across the land has to be the FDA stamp of approval. Will this mean that more people who don't want to be vaccinated go and get vaccinated because they feel as though one of the boxes has been checked off, the big one, that they didn't feel safe getting any vaccine until it was fully approved by the FDA. So federal regulators made it official on Monday. They granted the full approval for that coronavirus vaccine. It is a big milestone, if you will. Will it increase, though, inoculation rates? Will it spark a sudden wave of vaccine mandates by those who employ people and universities, even, who have talked about shutting down those who don't get vaccinated because of this new surge of new cases and these hospitalizations, where in some cities they have one and two ICU beds that are open, and in some places no ICU beds because there are people with the Delta variant form of the virus who are fighting for their lives on ventilators. So this is interesting because it does mark the first licensing of a vaccine for the virus, which, of course, has hit us in punishing waves since we first were introduced to it in early 2020. And it's approved for two doses, 3 weeks apart, people 16 and older. It's available under emergency use authorization for adolescents, there's your youth, ages 12 to 15. So the word was from the acting commish of the FDA that as the first FDA-approved COVID-19 vaccine, the public can very confidently feel that this vaccine meets the high standards for safety, effectiveness, and manufacturing quality. It has the FDA approval that is required for such a product. Some unvaccinated Americans may feel that that approval still isn't enough to sway them, and others may decide to roll up their sleeve. You know, because the stories are about the breakthroughs, people who have had the vaccine and then have gotten the new variant. And I think that that is part of what is stopping some of the people. Then there's conspiracy theories that stick to some, and there are other reasons why people aren't getting vaccinated. Now, in New York, Mayor Bill de Blasio said that all the city's public school teachers and staff have to be vaccinated. We're starting to hear this more and more. And under that mandate that kicked off on Monday, the city's 148,000 public school employees can't not get vaccinations. They can't. Or there is one little option, but that door is closing. They can choose to be tested, but they will be required to have at least one shot by September 27th.
So it's interesting. Critics have demanded that the FDA approve the vaccine, and that's part of the problem. So if it's not approved, they don't want it. Now it's approved, and will there still be questions as to how fast, you know, all that kind of stuff? And I think you're going to see more companies that are going to take that hard line, too. Where do you fall on all of this? We have an unofficial poll, of course. It's always running. You can hit us up, your thoughts, kate@katedelaneyradio.com, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. So while that clock ticks, and while we start to see that the number of cases have gone up 137,000 a day in the last 7 days, that's what pretty much where we're falling on these new cases and that roller coaster that it's become, and some of the decisions that are having to be made about this, and the tug of war that continues to happen. The stories, some of the sad stories have rolled in of those who changed their mind and got the virus, got on a ventilator, and begged for a vaccine, but it's too late. They can't get a vaccine. And then there's the story that I talked about the other night, but you might not have heard it, of Phil Valentine, a talk show host out of Nashville, Tennessee. Great sense of humor, really nice man. I, in my career, probably had been on his show maybe a dozen times, talking about various things that were happening in the world, but and a lot of that having to do with what was happening in sports and what was happening with the virus in the beginning of this thing. And, of course, he told his brother, tell people to get vaccinated, and he was pushing not to be vaccinated, saying that he felt like he didn't need it. And that was kind of where he fell the entire time until he got it, fell very, very ill, spent a month in the hospital, and died over the weekend. A real shocker for the 61-year-old talk show host who really had a very, very big voice in Nashville, Tennessee, and certainly in big conservative circles there. Was well respected by many and had a very, very big listening audience. There's just no question about that. Hawaii is taking a hard line. If you were trying to inch out and get out before things maybe got a little tighter, forget about Hawaii. The governor is urging tourists not to visit at all through October because of the surge in COVID cases that has the state's hospitals at capacity. He just frankly said, hey, it's not a good time to travel to the islands, which, of course, they depend on tourism in Hawaii. There's no question about it. And now it doesn't mean you can't go to Hawaii. They didn't tighten any entry requirements. Since October, travelers have been able to visit by presenting a negative COVID test to bypass the state's strict quarantine. In July, the testing requirements went away for vaccinated travelers, and there had been speculation that the testing requirement would return due to that spike in COVID cases from the Delta variant, but the governor is saying that it's difficult to do it since the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say domestic travel is safe for vaccinated travelers, but they are on top of it. And I think that's kind of the forewarning that be careful if you decide to come to Hawaii. On the flip side, pockets of odds and ends, including sadly what happened in Tennessee with those nasty floodwaters.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-289. 7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, projectpillowtalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's projectpillowtalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Facebook with some great big plans for the first ever Elevate by Black Summit, an incredible opportunity with a training event that's free. It's a one-day virtual summit hosted by comedian, actress, and podcast host Michelle Boutte. Rachel Hawk, marketing manager for small business at Facebook, joins us. Rachel, give us more details.
This month, we're so excited to put a spotlight on Black-owned small businesses and offer a new training event, the Facebook Elevate by Black Summit. So many small businesses have suffered incredible loss over the last year, but Black-owned small businesses have been disproportionately affected by higher closure rates and lost sales. This virtual event will give new tools, insights, and inspirations for businesses on their road to recovery.
Rachel, where can we go for more information to sign up for the event?
To learn more about the Buy Black Summit or sign up to attend the event, go to facebook.com/Buy Black Summit.
Thanks, Rachel. Again, Facebook.com, Buy Black Summit.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play. Seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day.
Classic and roam through it, but what a good one. I'll tell you what, looking at the situation in Tennessee, man, it is just heartbreaking. You know, I was looking at some of the video, and I have friends that live in Nashville, and they talked about the rain, but it was this one town, Waverly, that just was crushed by 17 inches of rain in 24 hours. And that rain just turned so deadly for so many so quickly, you know. And what happened? How did that happen? And the answer, of course, is Mother Nature dumped more than a bucket and more than another bucket and more than another one. And suddenly people that were in their homes kind of hunkering down found that their homes were on the move because the foundations were rocked, and it was one of the oddest sights I've seen. You know, look, I used to go out and be a reporter, and I covered a lot of weather events where it was tornadoes occasionally or hurricanes or wildfires. But I can say that my eyes never saw anything quite like what Tennessee looked like. And the fact is the stories are so unsettling where you had families, the houses were broken apart, and one family member went one way in the wall of water and one went another way, and some grabbed onto trees and were able to hold on, others not so lucky, and presumably drowned because there's still so many people that are missing. And at least 21 people were killed when the wall of water went up and that massive rain roared through that rural community in Waverly and that county. And they're still trying desperately to find the missing twin babies among the dead. And that's the story I think that so many are talking about, where a father had them in his arms and was trying to hold other kids. And that was it. They went under and he just could not get to them. And it was this massive amount of water, the storms that kept going over the same area, you know, just hovered and stayed and stayed, and where you're getting 4 inches of rain an hour, you know, and people who have been longtime weather people in that area, of course, they've said the same thing. They've never seen that amount of rainfall and that rate with any kind of a hurricane or tropical system at all. So naturally, with the state that area is in, you have emergency management people all over the place. You have roads swamped and power lines down and cell phone towers damaged and cars toppled all over the place and houses you can't find, like I said, because they're floating in a different direction, have ended up in a different place. And really what they're talking about there, when they're being honest about it, because knowing what it's like to try to peel back the layers here, that it's going to take months to recover and rebuild infrastructure. You know, not a couple of weeks, months. So federal disaster aid here is more than important. It's crucial. And it's going to take patience and everything else to get this town back on its feet. It's just that bad. The great thing is some shout outs to those rescue people who were able to save so many people that were stuck, that were screaming for help, that were on roofs, that somehow scrambled and hung on to the trees and didn't get blown off of them. And they were rescued because they were relentless in trying to, you know, the swift water rescue teams were relentless in getting as many people as they could. The governor, Bill Lee, toured Waverly Elementary School on Sunday. 4 feet of water receded from the building. The school's playground was in splinters, mangled metal gates that were twisted into crazy angles. And that's what it looks like, crazy angles. And just devastating, dramatic to hear the stories of how quickly it happened and what happened to people that were, like I said, in their homes. This is a town of 4,300 people. And homes pulled off those foundations. Cars and Jeeps and trucks and everything else carried down streets. Homes just ripped apart by the water. Just a raging, raging flood and people trying desperately to hang on, to hang on to kids, to hang on to life. I mean, you know, your life is hanging on by a thread. You listen to business owners who talk about their restaurants. So one guy with a popular pizzeria, again, in this rural town where people gather on the weekend, where normally that's what would be happening, standing in water, floodwaters that were 7 feet inside a building, where now you're just gasping for air. Wow. I mean, really, honestly, something to think about. And this town is going to need a lot of help. And then, you know, what a curveball in the middle of everything else that so many are dealing with in the United States. And that was part of when you look at the tropical storm and Omri, and you see the how it swept up to the Northeast and so much of the water that ended up there, Manhattan, with that big concert that they had to tell everyone just evacuate because there's no way they could continue it because so much rain was pouring down. But this Tennessee flood, I think, was one of the worst, most devastating things that certainly that I've seen in a very, very long time. All right, this is Odds and Ends, so help those people, certainly, if you can. There's all kinds of funds that have been set up. The other thing that we've talked about a lot on the show, and, of course, everywhere people are talking about this, is the Taliban and the Taliban seizing control, of course, of Afghanistan. But what does it mean with this August 31st deadline? Because there is pressure to extend that deadline in the evacuation, and I think the Taliban is saying, well, wait a second, not necessarily so fast. So the pace of that airlift has certainly accelerated, thousands still desperate to leave as that government of the Taliban is getting into place in Afghanistan, and the U.S. is facing a lot of calls from other countries, allies, to extend the evac mission past August 31st, which would be the deadline. But the Taliban is warning against that. So what does that mean? They would start shooting people on the 31st. And, of course, that's already happened. But, I mean, in mass, say that's it. The gates are closed. And they are truly sending hundreds of fighters to find people to go door to door, to go to all these provinces and shore things up to completely claim Afghanistan all the way across the board and not have certain regions where they have a big chunk of the real estate, but they don't have the whole country. It's about, for the Taliban, seizing complete control. I think the best sight out of all of this is, of course, the Americans coming back and the Afghan refugees who find themselves in a situation where they might be exhausted, but they're getting to their destinations and they feel safe in the United States, so that they've made it to the United States and they can take a little bit of a breath after having to sleep for hours outside on the tarmac, just off the tarmac or whatnot, and the different ways they had to maneuver that airport and get onto a flight and get out of Afghanistan. And then it's about vetting the refugees once they get here, because, you know, what's the Afghan special immigrant visa mean? What does that mean in the United States? What is that pathway into the United States, and what is that process going to look like? And for the most part, they're being evacuated from Afghanistan directly into the U.S., and that was happening even prior to the fall of Kabul. All right, we're hitting the mailbag. Lots of your thoughts flying around, and we're going to pick them up.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. A White House official says that more than 10,000 people were evacuated from Kabul during a 12-hour period on Monday. The majority of the 10,960 people who were evacuated left on military flights. The pace of evacuations is picking up as military officials have reportedly given the White House an ultimatum to decide on whether to extend the deadline for American troops to leave the country. CNN reporting that military advisors are giving the president until Tuesday to make a decision about extending the deadline originally set for August 31st. Speaking to reporters Monday night, California Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff says he believes it's unlikely that the evacuation operation will be completed by the end of the month.
I think it's possible, but I think it's very unlikely, given the number of Americans who still need to be evacuated, the number of SIVs, the number of others who are members of the Afghan press, civil society leaders, women leaders.
This is USA Radio News. The Food and Drug Administration gave the Pfizer COVID vaccine full approval on Monday, with health officials hoping the approval could dispel some hesitancy towards receiving the vaccine. Active FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock called the approval a milestone that puts the U.S. one step closer to altering the course of the pandemic. In remarks on Monday, President Biden called on more businesses to enact vaccine mandates in the wake of the approval.
If you're a business leader, a nonprofit leader, a state or local leader, who has been waiting for full FDA approval to require vaccinations, I call on you now to do that. Require it. Do what I did last month. Require your employees to get vaccinated or face strict requirements. As I said last week, vaccination requirements have been around for decades. Students, healthcare professionals, our troops are typically required to receive vaccinations to prevent everything from polio to smallpox, measles, mumps, rubella.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mark? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What? Look at the mail,
man.
Yeah, thanks to all of you who have sent me your thoughts over the last 24 hours and more than that, 48 and a couple days before that, too, flying back into the weekend. Jake in Connecticut says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what, I was watching the final farewell of Cuomo Nomo. This guy is ridiculous. Still rambling on at the end, wanting to have one more last dig about the investigation. And I can't believe he did not just slip away quietly. That was probably the best thing he could have done. But he waited until Monday night at midnight after more than a decade at the helm of New York in Albany before slipping away. And he had to take the dig about the investigation. But he's gone. And good riddance, because to me he always seemed like he had something to hide, so I wasn't surprised when I heard about the allegations with the president. Sorry. Harassment of 11 women, 9 former state employees or current employees, that's just ridiculous. He should have been run out a lot sooner. So good news is he is gone, and now for the first time there's a female governor in place. Let's see what she does but I am a former New Yorker, and I would place my bets on anybody but Cuomo. Yeah, he did not slip away quietly at all. No, he had a farewell speech that kind of rambled and went through, you know, with everything that's going on right now, where it was like cringeworthy, I guess, where he had, it was like 15 minutes, I want to say, something like that. And he definitely went back into the idea of facts still matter, and where he is trying to throw blame into this investigation and the attorney general and, you know, all that whole thing. And, you know, he just ticked off his list, his greatest hits, I guess. And I don't know that I'm surprised, maybe necessarily, because you could see that he wasn't getting it. So I'm perhaps not surprised either, I guess. But he's done. I mean, he's out, and he's not going to resurface, politically speaking, anyway. And then, of course, adding insult to injury, there was just a nasty story about the fact that he had a dog in the governor's mansion, and he was leaving the dog behind. Like, oh, can somebody take the dog? And animal welfare was going to come take the dog from the governor's mansion because he's leaving without the dog. Like, oh, okay, we have this dog at the governor's mansion, and I posed for pictures with him and whatnot, but I'm staying with my sis, and then I'm taking a break after this, so I'm just going to have to let him roam around, I guess. Of course, he's denying that. He's saying that he's just monitoring the storm, and, you know, he's part of our family, and he always will be. But anyway, this 3.5-year-old Siberian Malamute mix has, I guess, just kind of been roaming around in and outside the mansion, and hopefully the facts are that he'll take it and it won't go to the SPCA, because they were furious and they were talking about, we'll open our arms and our shelter to this dog. But one of his spokespeople quickly swooped in and said that that's all a mistake, that he's trying to find a short-term home for him because he's taking a vacation after the resignation kicks in. Yeah, I gotta take a vacation. I gotta go to Hawaii while I still can for a couple of weeks. Yeah, crazy. All right, this one is from Chase. And he says, hey, Kate, I'll tell you what, we knew that the storm was going to come in and could be ferocious, but I don't think anyone predicted the flooding and the rain that was happening over in Tennessee to the extremes that we saw. I really was just disillusioned when I heard what was happening with the people. It's nobody's fault, because the rescuers did everything they could and luckily did round up some people. But you hear about the kids that drown, you hear about the families that were separated. I would imagine it'd be very tough for some to feel like they could go on after what I saw. And of course, the rebuilding of that small community is going to take a long time. Probably they'll be lucky if they're up before the end of the year and kind of rolling the way that they were before all of that happened. It's just a good reminder to everybody to pay attention to the weather. And maybe there isn't a great escape, and maybe you think you're okay, but it's good to have a few things handy in case you find yourself in that scary, horrible position that some of those people found themselves in. Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that, Chase, that what do you do? I mean, how do you predict that, right? But I think when you see just the sheets of rain, at what point where you start to see flooding, do you say, well, what do I do? You know, getting in the car is not advisable because you're hitting low-lying areas. So it's the eeny, meeny, miny, mo. But I guess the more that you have in your home that you can use to fight back with the water, the better. But when you're at that amount, that fast, and it's pulling out your foundation, I don't know. I'd say that would be pretty pretty tough, other than evacuating to a safer area. But some of the people went to the school, and then that wasn't safe because that got slammed with water, too. All right, how about Matt? Matt says, hey, Kate, a pretty good news about the full approval from the FDA for the Pfizer vac. I would imagine that some people are going to be encouraged and are going to go get vaccinated that didn't want to before because they were fearful of some of the side effects and whatnot that they heard about, so they may feel more comfortable this way. I think that would be good because, you know, it's really when you go to places where people are unmasked, it's kind of like, am I going to catch this from somebody? Am I rolling the dice on my health where I am? And, you know, how do I know what's happening with the people around me? And we really can see that people want to get back to socializing and being out around people, even strangers. You can see that when you see so many of the social media posts. And it's a shame that some people have to ruin it. Maybe this will help that herd immunity rate. Well, that's the idea. Will we see that happen? Will more people that were doubtful go and get it, or no? Is it just another opportunity and a tool that can certainly help people, that can certainly, you know, again, with the FDA approval and how effective it is, make people feel more comfortable? But are the numbers going to follow? All right, this one is from Christopher, who says, hi, Kate. I haven't emailed in a while, but I'm listening whenever I can. I wanted you to know that I work in Midland, Texas, and actually I get sent out in a lot of different places, and my employer, Chevron, is requiring vaccines for field workers, and there's been a lot of grumblings about this. But we knew that that was coming because there was conversation about it. So I think we're the first oil producer, my company, to require that. But I think it's going to go across the boards. So this is what the future looks like. And like it or not, you're going to have proof of a vaccine in some form. I agree. I think a lot of companies are going to start doing that. United Airlines is saying that their employees have to show proof of vaccination within 5 weeks of the regulatory approval, which just happened, of that vaccine. I mentioned earlier in New York, all Department of Education employees have to have one vaccine dose by September 27th. CVS, they're saying their pharmacists have to be vaccinated by November 30th. And I think you're going to hear more people, more companies say the same thing and require that, or you don't work there, or you work from home, or we'll see, you know, we'll see where that goes. All right, here's another one from Max, who says, Kate, I heard you talk about Jesse Jackson and his wife, Jacqueline. I've met them, great people, and I guess they have been hospitalized with COVID-19, does it look like they're going to survive? We know that they're not releasing, like, oh, they just said they're in the hospital, that it's serious enough that they're in the hospital, but not the condition that, you know, trying to play that game of are they going to make it or are they not going to make it. But again, serious enough that they had to be hospitalized, so that's not necessarily a good thing, of course. And Jesse Jackson was vaccinated, but he's had health problems. He has Parkinson's, and he had surgery in February, and that can change the equation for a lot of people. And so perhaps that's what happened with him. But I'm sure all of that will be updated, but there is no update other than he is in the hospital, period. You know, that's it. All right, once again, 24/7. You can hit me up with your thoughts. Just let it fly. Click on contact when you go to Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Kate at KateDelaneyRadio.com. Coming up next, Avril Jones has led an interesting life, and she puts it into words in a novel. We're chatting with her around the bend. We'll be right back. Facebook with some great big plans for the first ever Elevate by Black Summit, an incredible opportunity with a training event that's free. It's a one-day virtual summit hosted by comedian, actress, and podcast host Michelle Boutte. Rachel Hawk, marketing manager for small business at Facebook, joins us. Rachel, give us more details.
This month, we're so excited to put a spotlight on Black-owned small businesses and offer a new training event, the Facebook Elevate by Black Summit. So many small businesses have suffered incredible loss over the last year, but Black-owned small businesses have been disproportionately affected by higher closure rates and lost sales. This virtual event will give new tools, insights, and inspirations for businesses on their road to recovery.
Rachel, where can we go for more information to sign up for the event?
To learn more about the Buy Black Summit or sign up to attend the event, go to facebook.com/Buy Black Summit.
Thanks, Rachel. Again, facebook.com, Buy Black Summit.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
America, do you want to win the spiritual war against the demons currently attacking our land? Step one comes from the Bible. Lay down the law by resting on the law. And do your resting on our pillowcases printed with His Ten Commandments. Find them at ProjectPillowTalk.com. Don't sleep on this message. Go to ProjectPillowTalk.com or call us at 877-289-7439. When you call, ask to receive another powerful spiritual weapon free, a CD packed with the secrets of forgiveness using all the instruments of praise written in the Bible, free with your order of our Ten Commandment pillowcases from ProjectPillowTalk.com. Shipping is free, too, so call or click 877-289-7439 or ProjectPillowTalk.com. Get your Ten Commandment pillowcases for only $29.95 per set and watch the darkness flee from the light.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be His Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
I can't tell you how excited I am to take you to the Sussex Coast in the UK and introduce you to Avril Jones. This is so wonderful. Her book has just come out, so you have a chance to get it now. It's called Cheated. Avril, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Lovely to hear you and lovely to see you.
Before we dive into the excitement of this, of the book, and my gosh, the cover is beautiful, et cetera, and what you've written about, I feel compelled to tell the listeners, because you have such an interesting background. You had an incredible background, actually, in music. How did that start for you?
Years ago, I wanted to learn the piano, and my mum kept on saying to me, it's a five-minute wonder. You'll never, never go and stick to it. So I thought, well, I'm going to sort of make sure that she's wrong. So when I went up to London, I actually tried to get into the London circuit. I'm afraid it was a little bit blasé at the time and a bit risque. So I thought, well, I wouldn't do that because I was only 16. And I actually did it on my own. So I joined a band for 7 years, and then I made my own band up and got my fantastic musicians.
Was it fun? Did you kind of thrive on the reaction from the crowds when you would be playing places?
Oh, some of the things we used to get up to was fantastic. I mean, I used to make all the clothes. I made all the clothes and I made their waistcoats and everything. And they used to say to me, what have I got to change again? I said, all you've got to do is put a waistcoat on. And I've got to put my dress, earrings, you know, do everything, different shoes, you know, and they usually go away laughing. I say, get off, otherwise I'm not going to pay you, you know. We used to have fun.
You had fun even to the point where, like you mentioned, you were on a ship and you did all that. So, I mean, you really had a really nice career doing that.
It was, I couldn't do the ship for long because I lost my voice. The aircon does cause my voice to go, I'm afraid. So I can't really go on cruises. So that's a no-no.
Right. Yeah, just enough to get a little taste of that. And it's so interesting, your background in music, and then you've done incredible charity work too as well. And now here you've got this great book that you just launched, this novel. Tell me about the road to writing. What got you interested in writing this book? And by the way, you have a children's book that's coming out too soon. But tell us about that.
I've had a very, very varied life, and sometimes it's been very tumultuous. And everybody said to me, look, you've got to write a book. You've just done so much, and you've got out of so many scrapes, you know, it would be interesting. So it took me a bit of time, because there was time when I was in another country, so I couldn't really do it. But yes, I was very pleased when I actually finished it. And then, of course, when I got onto Book Trail, I was a little bit worried because it was so far away. And of course, obviously, from one country to the other, I didn't know who I was reading or talking to. But I took a chance, and I think it was a good chance, actually, Kate.
It was a great chance. Congratulations. I mean, that's something to have that inside you than actually do it. I call it, you know, everybody has a story, but most people don't sit down and write it. And you did. That's the road to being a high-impact author. So tell us about the story Cheated. Somebody hears us, they go get your novel. What's it about?
Well, Cheated, the reason why I sort of just said Cheated, one, it was a catchy title, and two, I have been cheated on a few times, so I thought it was very appropriate for me to actually just say Cheated, and that was it.
And in the book, what can we expect? What do the story? Give us one of the stories in the book.
One of the times I was, 60 in actual fact, when I actually took an interview to go with a holiday company and be a rep for 15 villas in Portugal.
Wow.
And basically, at the age of 60, I just wandered off to Portugal, not really knowing what to expect, but I thought, nah, let's go for another one. And it worked. I mean, it was fantastic. We had such a great time. I had 36 reps all calling me Avril Jones, like this sort of thing, you know, every time we ran around the corner, because I sang Simply the Best on karaoke, and I couldn't lose after that.
Good for you. I bet you that was pretty exciting. What do you hope people take away from reading Cheated?
It's, as far as I know, the people that have read some of the manuscript have said that it's made them think. There was one person who turned around and said that her father got remarried and brought her daughter. And Margaret, she didn't like the daughter, and she treated her quite badly. By reading the book, she actually made her think she could have been better to her stepsister. Wow. The other thing is that I think as you read through the book, it does give you the intention that whatever problem you can have, there is always a way out.
Yeah, I love it. Avril Jones, yes, hashtag there's always a way out. You can get Cheated, of course, on Amazon. You also have coming up here eventually, and I was privy to seeing the cover to that and hearing more about it, but a children's book called Travel Bug. And boy, I have the travel bug, and I think it'd be great to encourage children to see new places and travel and the excitement of that. And I can't think of very many books that do that. So congratulations. I mean, that's a great road to go down. Tell us about Travel Bug.
It's actually, if you have a child and you take them on the plane and they're sitting on the beach, they don't actually know how they got there half the time, because it might have been 4 o'clock in the morning and they're half asleep. On the book, it's the little bug tells you how you get into the taxi, you get to the airport, you get on the plane, his ears pop, all this sort of thing. And then when you get there, the fact that I was a rep in Portugal, it was the two of the trips. One of them was Zoomarine to see the dolphins, and of course that's in there. So he's riding a dolphin, and then the other one was Slide and Splash, which is one of those sort of like helter skelter type things that goes in the water. And then he goes down to another little place in the old town, and he sees puppets and things like that. And it's all a story on really how they go on holiday, what they do on holiday, and when they come back from holiday.
Wow.
But, you know, it's educational, but it's funny.
Which is key, because that's what kids would relate to.
That's it. They don't like to be read to in a very, very monotone voice. They want something that's funny.
Yeah.
But they don't realize that it's educational, do they?
No, absolutely. Well, I'm excited for you. And once again, this first book, Cheated, from Avril Jones, you can get it on Amazon. Thanks so much for joining us on the show.
And to you. I'm so pleased to see you.
What I love about Avril Jones is that she has that attitude of, I'm just living, right? She's living life, and she had all those experiences, and it really is interesting in the tale that she weaved as we started off this interview and talking about Cheated and what's that like, and how do you get out of those scrapes, and what happens when you find yourself in those scrapes? What happens when you're a woman and you have this interesting background, and then you find yourself in these various positions, and where it takes you, and how you end up in those spots, and what an interesting woman, what an interesting life. And again, the book is called Cheated, as we said once again in the beginning, and you can get that on Barnes & Noble or on Amazon or wherever great books are sold. So thanks so much for listening to the interview and this show. Remember, make it count, everybody.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com. or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.